Local public health officials are keeping an eye on the latest developments in the fight against the deadly Ebola disease. Since December, West Africa has seen over 4,800 deaths based on 9,600 cases, according to the World Health Organization. A man who had been infected in Liberia and traveled to Texas was the first to contract the disease in America. That man eventually died. Since then, one other case has been reported stateside. There haven't been any reported cases in West Central Illinois, or anywhere else in the state for that matter, but some officials in our area are viewing the situation in a unique prism. Beardstown, with a population of about 6,500, has about 800 to 900 immigrants living in the area who are from West Africa. According to Mayor Steve Patterson, many of them came here to work at the Cargill facility. Beardstown School District Superintendent Reggie Clinton estimates about 6% of the roughly 1,600 students in his district are the children of immigrants in West Africa.
There's a lot of question marks out there for folks, a lot of misinformation, too. We've been in contact with our local health department. We're fortunate here at Beardstown. We have a school nurse at both our middle school, high school, and our elementary school. So if we have a student who's ill and we have any concern or question about, we would send them to our nurse to have their temperature taken, just like any other student who is sick. And if there's any extenuating circumstances, or at that point, we'd be asking if there's any extenuating circumstances with their family as far as travel goes.
Morgan County Health Department Administrator Dale Boehner says community health leaders are meeting weekly to review the Ebola issue.
We've been addressing our preparedness in Morgan County and any future preparedness we need to make concerning the issue if we were to have a case or if we were to have to address it on a local level. Even with the possibility being low, it's something that you don't want to be caught completely off guard by. So we are meeting with our local physicians, our local EMS, our local ESDA to put the best effort into being prepared or identifying a case. If we were to have a potential case, we don't want to make a mistake and miss, a diagnosis if there's a way we could have identified it.
About 30 students in Jacksonville School District are listed as being from West Africa. Boehner says no specific demographic is being targeted for attention by officials.
More so it's just the travel, specifically the international travel and travel to the area that's been stricken with Ebola, and anyone who's been traveled recently in conjunction with the cases in Dallas that have been identified.
Though not all are from the big three countries that have been affected by Ebola the most severely, Clinton notes new families continue to arrive from West Africa to Beardstown.
It's an ongoing, flow, just like any immigrant population that's migrating to our country. You get new ones coming in, you have some going back to see family, and that's just kind of an off and on. We're not aware at this point, though, of anyone who's been in any kind of contact with a family or any type of relative or acquaintance back in that area. So right now, we're confident. But of course, everybody's monitoring the situation to see what's going at this point.
Beardstown's mayor says a roundtable discussion on the topic of Ebola is planned for October 29th. Phone calls to Cargill General Manager Steve Perkle were not immediately returned this week. Dr. Lamar Hasbrook, the state's public health director, says starting next week, they'll be able to test for any potential cases of Ebola here in Illinois.
So there's only been about a dozen state laboratories that have been given the reagents and the test kits to actually do in-state laboratory testing for Ebola. Very significant, because what it means is that if we have a suspect case here in the state, we can get the results within hours.
And Hasbrook says there haven't been any suspect cases in Illinois. He says local health departments do have quarantine powers and are prepared to activate them if needed. The Department of Homeland Security has announced that all U.S.-bound passengers from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea must fly into the five U.S. airports that have implemented Ebola screening measures. Chicago O'Hare is one of those airports. And an Ebola hotline has been set up for Illinoisans concerned about the disease. That number is 1-800-889-3931.
Don't miss the Main Street Trading Fall Store-Wide Clearance Sale. You'll find up to 70% off the finest quality furniture in the area. Don't be misled. George has had 32 years in the business and will be happy to show you his quality furniture at low, low prices. You'll find living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Compare the comfort, compare the prices, and give your budget a break. See the largest selection of furniture in the area and the best prices at Main Street Trading Company, 305 South Main.
Hello, this is Ernie Downey. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? or will you call an 800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit us at Colton Downey Insurance in Root House or in Jacksonville, or call 243-8000.
A Morgan County Sheriff's deputy is recovering after apparently shooting himself in the leg over the weekend by accident. Morgan County Sheriff Randy Duvendak says the deputy, who isn't being identified, shot himself in the right leg on Sunday night at around 11 o'clock with a backup weapon. Duvendak says the deputy was treated and released from Memorial Medical Center after being transferred from Passavant Area Hospital. Duvendak says the deputy was near the Scott-Morgan County line waiting to talk to a Scott County deputy about a case they were working on. While sitting in his squad car, he apparently had his hand in his pocket and accidentally pulled the trigger. Duvendak says the gun was not assigned to the deputy by the county and had been acquired by the deputy on Sunday for personal use. He says the deputy intended to take it home after his shift. Duvendak indicates some officers do carry two weapons but must be certified to use them. An off-duty corrections officer was riding along with the deputy, which is authorized and provided first aid. Duvendak indicates no disciplinary action is expected at this time. The hope is that the deputy will be back by the end of the week. Jacksonville police made two arrests yesterday. 22-year-old Nathaniel Jones of Greenbrier Drive was booked at the Morgan County Jail for criminal trespass to state land at around 12:15. Jones has been released on bond. 66-year-old Gerald Sorrell of Ashland was arrested on Old State Road at Ankrum Court for possession of drug paraphernalia at around 8 p.m. Sorrell has been released on bond. Two sentences were handed down yesterday in Morgan County Court. 31-year-old Sarah Lovecamp of the 900 block of Gultra was sentenced to 90 days in jail for aggravated battery. 19-year-old Juan Escobar of Beardstown was sentenced to 18 months in the Illinois Department of Corrections for aggravated and unlawful use of a weapon. Escobar also received a one-year mandatory supervised release. The National Federation of Independent Business is showing its support for Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer. After receiving the endorsement from the NFIB, Davidsmeyer released the following statement yesterday, quote, "Illinois needs an environment that is more conducive to job creation and economic growth. We need to be a state that encourages small business owners with policies that allow growth in small business and increase jobs. We can change the direction in Illinois." And Davidsmeyer goes on to say he believes the endorsement from the National Federation of Independent Business is a reflection of his support for small business, job creators, and great job opportunities for all. The NFIB is a nonpartisan, nonprofit association with a membership of over 350,000 small and independent business owners. Over 60% of NFIB members have fewer than five employees, making the NFIB a leading small business advocacy association. Davidsmeyer is running against challenger Josh Evans in the Illinois 100th District race. Shifting gears to the 13th Congressional District, the commercials for Congressman Rodney Davis and challenger Ann Callis, a former judge, have been negative. And that fact found its way into a question in a public radio debate Tuesday. Dave Dahl reports.
Yes, says Davis. Callis's cases on the bench were on occasion overturned on appeal.
The opportunity to look at how many cases that may have been overturned by the appellate court and others are issues that are fair game in a campaign. My record is gone through and attacked on a regular basis. These issues are issues that our campaign should be talking about.
Well, your commercial calls me the worst judge in Madison County, Illinois, and that's an outright fabrication. An outright fabrication.
Callis adds Davis's votes helped keep the congressional gym open during the government shutdown, and she says that issue resonates in this central and southern Illinois district. At the University of Illinois at Springfield, this is Dave Dahl.
When it comes to getting a loan, you want a bank who will listen. And at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we do. Our lenders take the time to hear your goals and dreams. We have all the products and services you need. And since we're locally owned, lending decisions are made fast. It's the way banking should be. A personal experience with knowledgeable people who can help without the hassle.
This is Todd Evans. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at news notes, well, as we reported yesterday and we are mentioning in our sports updates and reports, McMurray College and Illinois College volleyball teams meeting tonight at 7 o'clock in the Billwald Gymnasium at MAC for the third annual Set, Serve, and Rally for a Cure fundraiser for research into the treatment of breast cancer. On the Passavant Area Hospital calendar, prepared childbirth education class, 6 to 9 p.m. this evening in Meeting Room 4, Breastfeeding Support Group at 6 o'clock tonight in Meeting Room 2. South Jacksonville Zoning Board of Appeals will meet this evening at 6 at the Village Hall at 301 Dewey Drive, and the Four Rivers Special Education District Operating Board of Directors will meet this afternoon at 1 o'clock at 936 West Michigan.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.